I feel like it's a long time coming, and just from all the river runs we've done and all the protests and rallies and letter writing and environmental contaminant studies, I feel like it's good news. I feel happy.
And what is your sense of what Ontario is committing to?
My sense is that when I'm just reading the reports, it looks like it's like remediation plan, and I just see plan, and I feel like I'll believe it when I see it, when they actually do start cleaning the river. And I feel like it's still just field work, studies, and so on. But her verbal words saying that, you know, she's going to make that commitment, I think that in itself is big.
Why do you think it's taken this long? You've been at this for years.
My community has been at this since 1975, when the Japanese first came to our area, and then they went to Dryden. Then we had the mercury compensation. And in 1985, Dr. John Rudd, had already done a remediation study. But we just never asked for the river to be cleaned up. He did the study, and at the time, he said that it would be $14 million to clean the river. And then it just never got followed up on. And now, 2017, like after, it's just like we dug up old bones again. Like there's a lapse in time where our people kind of just lived with the knowledge that mercury was in the water. And then this new generation of people just kind of pushed again for the river to be cleaned up. So I think it's also just the feeling in my community. It's almost like, you know, our people didn't know like to pursue that, and we are now, and maybe that's what it took for them to make that commitment.
How hard has it been to push to get this far?
Well, on a personal level, like in my community, because I live here in Grassy Narrows, and just seeing the old hunters and trappers that suffered, and they didn't see, you know, this commitment today. Like just seeing them passing away, like that was really hard. And also seeing our relatives and friends in the hospital, and, you know, being mislabeled with Alzheimer's or dementia. Like these are things that we are still pursuing too, is like to have a mercury home in Grassy. So it's not the end. Like, you know, to have the river cleaned up, it's going to take many generations more to see like our people be healthy. So it has been really hard, difficult.
How will you judge whether Ontario is sincere in the commitments they've put on paper?
The only thing I could say is that I'll believe it when I see it. And because we do have a river team, like these are people from my community, and once the field work starts this summer and our people go out on the river system and they show the doctors the river system and we start seeing, you know, actual work happening, maybe that's when, you know, I'll believe things. But right now, like when I see remediation plans are going to be happening, I just feel like it's going to be a lot of meetings again, a lot of paperwork and all that. And then I guess when I actually see the field work being done on the river system, then I'll start believing that there is going to be a change.
Judy, am I right to say that you personally suffer from symptoms of mercury poisoning?
Yeah, I'm on the mercury disability, and yeah, I do suffer mercury poisoning My dad was a commercial fisherman my whole life, and I was born in 1962. That's when the dumping started. So, like, our whole diet was part of, like, from the forest, which was, like, moose, deer, and our staple food through all the seasons was fish. So I suffer from mercury poisoning. I wanted to acknowledge, like, my whole community for persevering in this struggle, and, like, it doesn't take just one person. It takes the whole community to do this, and we've gone so many times to the Parliament buildings and begging, you know, for mercury justice, and our advocates from all over the world has, you know, stood beside us. The Amnesty International, the Christian Peacemaker teams, the Human Rights Watch, and all those water protectors out there. So they've stood by us through all these years, and, like, I wanted to acknowledge them too. And I don't think it's over. I feel like it's a beginning, like, to move forward.
Thanks for taking my call today, Judy.
Okay, bye.